Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Hundreds of Boston residents attended a peace march last night in Dorchester to honor young people who died recently on neighborhood streets, including a 16-year-old boy recently shot and killed, allegedly by two other teens. But around the same time the march was taking place, there was more evidence of how hard it can be to keep peace in Dorchester, as Boston police investigated a new shooting, two victims, no word on them yet, other than that both are expected to survive. Meantime, at the march, participants expressed hope the recent deaths will become symbols of a push for neighborhood responsibility for taking back city streets and keeping children safe. WBUR's Simone Rios reports.
Let this be the moment now.
Dorchester spoken word artist Crystal Dodson was among more than 200 people marching against violence. Rather than looking to the city for help, she looked to her own community as the place change needs to come from.
Well, the mindset of the people. I mean, there's a lot of difficulty in knowing that, you know, the children are not getting what they want. The parents are working 3 and 4 jobs, and there's no value that's going into the structure of the child. I mean, the development, and we have to, you know, nurture them.
Dodson says much of the problem of youth violence begins with families.
If you came from a two-parent home, they ruled. They laid down the law, whatever that was. You came in, you did your homework, chores. You respected whoever came into the household, and you respected your neighbors, your teacher, anybody that was an authority. That would be the person who you would take here to.
The crowd marched in honor of Jonathan Dos Santos, who was killed last week while riding his bicycle. They also honored 8-year-old Yadielis de Leon Camacho, killed in a hit-and-run earlier this month, and 18-year-old Fritz Philogene, killed in a separate hit-and-run while riding his bike.
For all my older brothers, it's time for us to be the example that our young people need to see.
Donald Osgood, pastor of Gateway Ministries in Dorchester.
They're doing things that they don't understand because there's no one around to tell them the right thing to do. Tragedy is tragedy, but this is the time. This brings healing to our people.
The family of Jonathan Dos Santos was overcome with emotion. His marchers stopped at the place where he died and at the family home. For the Reverend Ronald Odom of True Vine Church, each new death hits him harder than most. His 13-year-old son, Stephen, was murdered in 2007.
Every time that happens, it's like you keep killing my child. You keep killing. I can't get better because you keep killing my child. So that's why I need to talk to my sons and my daughters.
Two teenagers, 16-year-old Deshaun Taylor Jennis and 14-year-old Rashawn Moody, are charged in the murder of Jonathan Dos Santos. The mayor of Boston has spoken about the need to stifle gang activity. But for Reverend Odom, it's first about solidarity in the community.
Because we're all family, as quiet as it's kept, or as if somewhere along the line, if we keep talking to one another, we're going to find out that we're related. So it's important that we come together. Get to know your neighbor.
Despite the somber occasion, there was cause for hope in the march, evidenced by those singing, and the claim by marchers that they're returning peace to the streets. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Simone Rios.
What he's done for me.
I get joy when I think about
what he's done for me.
How he saved my soul.
What he's done for me.
How he made me. Oh,
what he's done for me.
I get joy when I think about
what he's done for me.
I get joy when I think about
what he's done for me.
I get joy.
That's what he's done for me.
I get joy.
What he's done for me.
I get joy.
What he's done for me.
I get joy.
What he's done for me.
You don't know like I know who.
What he's done for me.
Oh, you don't know like I know
what he's done for me.
Oh, I know who.
what he's done for me.
Oh, I know
what he's done for me.
I get joy.